You're listening to The Profile.
Welcome to The Profile podcast. God calls us to use our influence to share his love and goodness. For some, this is in leadership. I'm Andy Peck, and for the past 19 years, I've been interviewing Christians to find out how to lead better. Taking the initiative isn't always easy, so I hope you'll benefit from this latest conversation. The Profile podcast is brought to you by Premier Christianity magazine. Subscribe today and get full online access and the print magazine every month at premierchristianity.com. What determines the quality of leaders in a church? You could doubtless come up with many answers to this, but one of the answers is the quality of the education they receive. And in many denominations, a prospective leader attends theological college, and the quality of the teaching, the spiritual formation, indeed the less quantifiable friendships formed within a cohort, help to determine how prepared they are. So I'm delighted to be joined today by the principal of a theological college, a college with its roots in the Methodist movement. The college is Cliff College in Derbyshire, southwest of Sheffield, and the principal's name is Reverend Ashley Cooper. So, Ashley, welcome to the Leadership Show.
Thank you, Andy. It's very good to be with you.
Now, I said in my introduction, Cliff has its roots in the Methodist Church. Like many former denominational colleges, you're open to all, and your website has little to indicate those roots. But is this still the main place that Methodists go for training?
Yeah, we are still a Methodist institution. So we are owned by and governed by the Methodist Church. So we are one of the Methodist Church, it says it has two training institutions, of which we are one. So we don't do ordination formation. That's done by our partner college, Queen's in Birmingham. But we kind of do everything else alongside that for the Methodist Church around training with an emphasis. We still have an emphasis on evangelism and mission as a college. But we train around leadership in general, around lay leadership, around church leadership, around pastoral leadership, missional leadership, pioneering leadership. So it's kind of it's an exciting place to be in terms of those that come from all kinds of backgrounds. So you said, we're still a Methodist college, but actually our student cohort is made up of all kinds of Christian streams and backgrounds. So we would have Baptist and Pentecostal, we have some Catholic, as well as Methodist and Anglican. So it's a kind of really great mix of students in the cohorts that we have on the courses.
And Ashley, you've served as a minister yourself within the Methodist Church. How well prepared were you, and how has that informed you as a principal of a college?
Well, I trained initially for ministry, 96 to 99 it was. So
the last century.
Lifetime. Yes. Last century I trained. And I was reflecting on this because you sent me the questions through that we were kind of going to explore together. The world has changed since I trained for ministry. And literally, the world I trained in no longer exists. There was no internet when I trained for ministry. There was no mobile phones when I trained for ministry. Those things that now are key tools for ministry and leadership just didn't exist in those days. So everything has had to shift and change, and I've had to adapt and change as a leader as the world changes. Because if we get stuck back in that world, well, it's just not going to work, is it? The methods, the models, the style has to adapt and change as the world changes. So I think I was trained well, but I was trained for a world that no longer exists. And I've had to adapt and change. I've done further training, of course. I shout out to one of our partner colleges in the sense I did some extra training at Moorlands some years ago and did a master's through Moorlands in leadership and applied theology, which was just great in terms of thinking and adapting and changing. And so there's some, I would say I was trained well, but I was trained in a context that no longer actually has relevance to where I currently find myself. And so as leaders, we have to find other ways of learning and developing and growing. So I think what we now offer here at Cliff really speaks into the culture and context in which we now find ourselves, which is really important.
So Ashley, every theological college faces the challenge of keeping numbers up, fees competitive, and the quality of education high. You've had 8 years as principal. What have been the biggest challenges for you?
Well, obviously, key challenge every year is our targets. Targets, budgets, we set our target numbers of students. Ultimately, that's how we set our budgets, because students bring finance, thankfully. Always a good sign when a student puts money in our bank account. But as about 8 years has included HE sector that is in an interesting place. We have all kinds of compliance issues from Office for Students and a whole range of things that we have to, that's been increased. So the governance on us and the compliance on us has been tightened over the years, and we have far more reporting and governance structures and compliance structures. In the midst of all of that, we have COVID. COVID, in the middle of my time as principal, we send all our students home. Suddenly, we lose all of our reserve overnight in one decision of sending students home, because that cushion was used to enable us to do that. So it's been an interesting 8 years as principal. We recover from COVID. But I think one of the things we have done in that period, and it's a challenge to make sure your courses are always relevant. When I started, I inherited courses that had been in the life of the college for a little while. But actually, what we soon began to recognize was they didn't actually meet the needs of the church today. So we've renewed and reviewed every single one of our academic courses, and we've redesigned them from the bottom up, listening to the felt need of the church, both the Methodist Church and the wider denominational streams. What is the felt need of leadership within those streams? And we've redesigned all of our courses with a missional thread throughout. So we've redesigned our undergraduate. It's now a BA in theology and mission. So mission now runs through everything that we teach within our classrooms. Our new MA program is an MA in theology and mission. So we're kind of reviewed who we are as a college, and put that missional emphasis in everything that we do. The good thing for us this year is what we've done is, I think for the first time in my time as principal, we've hit all of our targets. I said the targets were a challenge. Getting students into classroom is a challenge, but we've hit all of our targets. Undergraduate targets have hit, master's targets have hit and exceeded actually in both, with another cohort still coming in January this year on the MA program. Already we've exceeded the target. So I think we clearly are beginning to put something in place that is attractive and meets the needs or the felt need of the church as our students are taking up the offer of the places and in the classroom, which is kind of really exciting for us. So I'm pleased. But I think what we've had to do that is kind of go back to our base and remind ourselves who is Cliff College? What are we about? What do we bring to the table? Because you could do a theology degree anywhere. You could go to Manchester University and do a pure theology degree. They validate our courses. What's distinctive about what we bring to the table? And that mission evangelism, that missional edge, that theological thinking around mission and what that is about, actually is what roots us in our heritage, our history, but also in our present. What's the missional need of the church 2024 and beyond? And how do we teach that and encourage our students to think as reflective practitioners around mission in all of those areas?
Ashley, you've mentioned mission a number of times. You have a particular interest in evangelism yourself.
I do.
How do you seek to equip students in this area? You've talked about the changing culture in the last 30 years. Presumably that means approaches to evangelism. It's not going to be a different message, of course. The message remains the same, but the approaches, the kinds of evangelism, perhaps?
Yeah. One of the things I do when we have an open day at Cliff, I get to meet all those who are coming to an open day and do the introduction to the life of Cliff. And I always wear my Cliff College hoodie, which has our start date of 1904 on it, because we go back a long way. Sure. Actually, the college goes back pre-1904 to the late 1800s. To a guy named Thomas Champness, who was passionate about evangelism and sharing the language he used of joyful news. He used to produce the Joyful News newspaper every week, which was an evangelistic newspaper. And he trained men, he took them into his home, about 12 of them, and he trained them in how to communicate the joyful news and then sent them out as evangelists. That's the kind of birth of Cliff College for us. And so that sense of sharing joyful news is absolutely key to who we are. Now, of course, over the years, how we do that has shifted. We used to have trekkers. We used to send folk out with a trek cart with tracts in, and they would walk literally the length and breadth. If you came to Cliff for a year, three times in that year, you were out with a trek cart in an evangelistic mission. And we've got some great pictures of them all lined up on our terrace that I can just see out of my window here with their trek card, literally walking to Cornwall, to the northwest, to the northeast, and then they'd come back and all share how many souls have been saved in their time on trek, which clearly that's not how we do things now. But one of the things we've kind of reintroduced here is that every student who comes to Cliff on any course has to do mission placement, has to engage with mission and evangelism in a local community, either within a church context or other kind of missional agency context. So they still have to go out on mission, engage, learn, explore, try, and then come back and do the theological reflection on that in the classroom. So whilst we may not send students to go and plant churches as students, or what we do is we work with either local churches or other agencies. We're working with Connect Radio in Manchester, and we're putting students in with Connect to learn how to share faith in a media context. We've got students who went to Tube Station, which is a surf church in Cornwall, and spent a few weeks about how to share faith in that context. We've got students who go to the Foundry and the Victoria Hall in Sheffield that's dealing with asylum seekers and some of the kind of complicated issues around refugee status and how we share faith in those. So we've got some amazing locations where we're now sending our students, but it's as much about listening and learning as it is about doing and taking from Cliff out. Because actually God's doing some amazing stuff on the ground across the UK and wider, and we want our students to explore that, see and engage with, and then come and do the theological reflection around that in the classroom.
And you've got, obviously, typically, you know, if Methodist churches are like the rest of the country, a lot of nervous lay people perhaps struggling to do this kind of stuff, and you need people to enthuse and to lead them in that way.
Absolutely. When they love a Cliff group coming and helping them to do that, we do less hit and run mission stuff that may have been the history of the college, and much more let's work alongside the local church in a period of time, explore what missional opportunities there are. Can we then help to invest into that with maybe some of the resource of our students, rather than just going and doing for and coming away again, which doesn't enable them to carry that forward together. So we're much more excited about working alongside churches, agencies in mission for a longer period of time. And we want to invest in building relationships with those churches and those agencies over a longer period of time, so our students can see all that development happen and share in it.
Actually, I may be wrong, but certainly sort of 25, 30 years ago when you trained, typically you would most theological training was residential. You would go away to college, and that still exists. But there are also mixed modes of learning, I understand, at Cliff, as in many other colleges.
Yeah, and we still have a residential community, but the residential community would be smaller than historically. A lot of our students do now engage with us online. Interestingly, just before COVID, we developed a learning platform online called Theology X, which we were working with some international partners, particularly in Africa and one or two other places, who were looking for abilities to train online. And so we developed this platform, and it was already and working before COVID hit us. So when COVID hit, we got a platform, an online platform ready to go, and we were able to move instantly into an online world without a lot of hassle. It wasn't easy, but we were able to do it because we've got the infrastructure in place. And that infrastructure now provides the base for our learning and our training post-COVID in this world where hybrid is the way forward. You use the language of mixed mode. That's exactly how we now operate. You can do any of our courses at Cliff, undergraduate or postgraduate, either coming as a residential student, as history and historically students would at the age of 18, come and do a theology degree with us, or you can do that from your own location around the world. And we have a mixed hybrid classroom, and all of our classrooms are set to be hybrid. I taught a great class the other week, and there was about eight in the classroom and eight or nine online from other places in the world. One of those was from Uganda.
Wow.
One of those was from the States. Some of those were from Ireland. And they all bring their experience into the classroom. The other good thing about the way we operate is a student could come to site just for one of those teaching weeks or for a semester if they wanted to engage with the site. So it really is flexible in the way students can now engage with us. But a student from anywhere in the world can do one of our courses and come out with a validated University of Manchester degree or master's with us, which is really great for us. And we're seeing that uptake. It's been significant for the hitting the targets, as we talked about earlier. We have students literally all over the world now, across Europe, Africa, America, Caribbean. Yeah.
Well, it's good, to hear. So Ashley, one of the joys of being on campus, of course, and mixing with students, you get to talk and get to hear the wide range of views on things. You will know that the Methodist Church, along with a few other denominations, has opted to allow same-sex marriage within Methodist Church premises. This topic has sadly led to a good deal of rancor within churches in the UK. It must be something you discuss on campus. I just wonder how easy it's been to keep conversations civil and respectful.
Yes, thank you for the question, Andy. You will understand, I'm always happy to talk about such things. Hey, let's be really honest and frank. It isn't easy. It is not easy. And I don't think any denomination finds this. Wherever they position themselves or decisions they've made, it is not an easy journey. When we think differently and have significantly different understandings and perspectives, choosing to hold together is actually really difficult and takes a lot of hard work and a lot of grace. And as a college, we recognise and affirm our place in the Methodist Church at Cliff. We do that. And we affirm the decisions of the church. And as someone, so I speak for myself here, as someone who still holds a traditional view of marriage. So I still hold a traditional view that marriage for me personally, as the principal at Cliff College, is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. That's the position that I hold. But I have to have integrity in the denomination to be able to hold that view and stay as a Methodist that as I am. I feel I've got that integrity within the denomination that I'm in. The decisions of the Methodist Church are that we currently affirm that marriage is for two people. Some Methodists affirm that has to be a man and a woman, and some don't. I'm in that camp that says I have to affirm that for me, and I think the church enables me to do that and has allowed me to vocalise that in appropriate ways. At a college here, I have staff who would hold the same view as me and staff who would think very differently to me on those issues. And we allow for debate. Debate is really important. Discussion, theological discussion, is really important, but it has to be done from a sense of grace, a sense of respect. And within our classroom, we do look at one of the courses we run is something called Issues Facing the Church Today. This is one of the big issues facing the church today. And we know all the denominations at some point will engage in the conversation. So we want our students, whichever position they hold, A, to be able to articulate their own position well, but also to understand or help them to understand why somebody may hold a different position to them. And so we try to model that within the classroom as well, and allow students to affirm who they are. Every one of our students has to have integrity in their theological position. But it isn't about saying, let's fix you in that position. It's about helping you to understand why you think how you do, but also why does somebody think very differently to you. And I've reached a point in my own journey. I think I know what I think and why, but I'm willing to sit alongside in a room with people who think differently to me on this particular issue. But we've had to journey to get there. That's not an easy place. It's not easy. And I recognise there are going to be listeners who are sitting there going, can't do that, don't want to do that. And I get that. I absolutely get that. But that's where we find ourselves.
Sure.
Andy, I hope that doesn't sound like a fudge, because it's not intended to at all. It's genuinely trying to recognise that we have to... I guess if we really boil down to it, you and I, Andy, would have some differences somewhere in our theological understandings, whether that be ordination of women, whether that be baptism, and whether that shall be as an infant or as an adult. And are we willing to sit and have conversation together and respect one another's views in that journey, recognise we may have landed in different places?
Well, certainly leaders of today and the future will need to be able to have the grace to manage the conflict that's created in this. And often it's not just about the head knowledge, but it's about relating graciously with one another, even if you really do disagree. So thank you for sharing all that you did. Ashley, I hinted in my introduction that formal education is only part of leadership development. It's character development is also key. It was a feature, of course, of John Wesley's approach centuries ago. What approaches assist someone to develop their walk with Christ alongside their academic development at Cliff?
I talked a bit a few minutes ago about my meeting prospective students who come on an open day. One of the key things we say in those conversations are Cliff is not just an academic institution. It's a place of formation and transformation. And so we want any student who engages with us, yes, to go on an academic journey with all the academic rigor that comes with a place that's validated by the University of Manchester with all that brings. So there has to be academic rigor. But again, one of the key differences to what we bring to the table, and I guess other theological colleges and Bible colleges would say the same thing, is actually we're not just seeking to develop theologians. We want to help shape discipleship and formation for life within the life of the college. So when someone comes to Cliff, discipleship and discipleship formation is a key part of what they choose to opt into. And so there's rhythms of life that are really important. Daily prayer that we meet together to pray each morning. We have times of worship each week that we share together. They have discipleship sessions and discipleship formation sessions, faith building sessions, where they look at all kinds of topics that are practical about our devotional life and our discipleship as a follower of Jesus. And so within those rhythms within the life of the college, and within that emphasis on discipleship and formation, I hope and pray that when someone leaves Cliff, they don't just leave understanding Old Testament, New Testament, Christian doctrine, church history, Greek if they've chosen that optional element. You don't have to do Greek if you come to Cliff, but you can choose it. You don't just go with the head knowledge, but you go having grown in your relationship with Jesus as you've been here. You've fallen in love more with Jesus as you've been here. And you've learned how to apply all of those things in the classroom to your own discipleship and journey as a follower of Jesus. Because ultimately, the most important thing is that we form followers of Jesus that help form new followers of Jesus. That's what we're about. We want form followers of Jesus who then go into this world and can share that and form followers of Jesus around the world, wherever they find themselves. And I love, because I get to meet people, I travel quite a bit, and I get to meet people from all over the world who often the start of the conversation is 96 to 97, and they're telling me their years they were at Cliff and how transformational those years at Cliff College were for them in their missional discipleship and journey. And I hear the history of people who've been here. And my prayer is that's still the same story. The folk who leave here see this as foundational and transformational, not just in the head, but in the heart as well.
Ashley, you've shared, or at least just on the website, that you're due to go off to Pastors New in next summer. So just tell me how that call came about and how the journey is going to be from now till then.
Yeah, things are going to be a little bit different for me moving next summer. So I'll have finished year 8 as principal of Cliff. As I said earlier on, I often describe these 8 years as the best job I've ever done in Methodist ministry, but probably the toughest as well.
Right, okay.
Anybody who's significant leadership responsibility knows leadership is never easy. It is always tough and always hard, and you've got to make difficult decisions. And when you have COVID in the midst of that, a HE sector that is struggling and difficult in the midst of that, a theology sector within that HE world that is also struggling, and other Bible colleges are also finding that difficult, and the finances that go with that. It's been a tough 8 years. So I feel like it's time for me to do something different for me personally. So I'll hand this chair over to somebody else next summer, and I'm going to take up a job in the United States, interestingly. So I'm moving overseas for a few years. I'll still stay as a Methodist minister. So I still keep my credentials as a Methodist minister here in the UK. And I'm going to work for a church in Illinois, just outside St. Louis, Christ Church, Illinois, a fairly large evangelical Wesleyan church. And I'm going to be the executive pastor, which means I'm not number one, I'm number two, but it'll be very different. I'm really excited about a new opportunity.
Sure. And the size of church?
About 2,500 on a Sunday in live person, but then they've got another significant number who also engage with them online. So it's not small, Andy.
No, sure. I think 2000, you become mega. I think some people say.
I think they use that language in the States post 2000. It's classed as a mega church, but I'm going to get to look after the discipleship program and the mission and ministry and oversee staff. And yeah, it's going to be, and get to preach, obviously. They've got a number of small campuses around as well. So it'll be great to get to know them, see ministry in a different context. Interesting leadership journeys in the States and politically. So that's all going to be interesting as well to engage with.
Well, congratulations on that. Some people will be listening and think, crumbs, I need to hear more about, find out more about Cliff. Maybe they're anticipating going to college one day or even very soon. So presumably heading for the website would be the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a Facebook page. There's a website, which is Cliff College, www.cliffcollege.ac.uk. That gives all the information. Anybody can come and engage with our festival. We run an annual festival on our site. So 1,000 or so folk come and engage with a bank holiday weekend in May for worship and teaching and seminars and fun and music. And it's a great weekend of camping. There's rooms on site. So there's lots of ways to engage with us. But all of that is available on the website. You can find out the breadth. I've only given a snapshot of our courses. We run shorter courses, week-long courses. There's lots of options for upskilling at wherever you find yourself in the leadership journey of the church.
Well, it's exciting to hear, Ashley. Thank you for so much for sharing all that you've done. And, we're going to be seeing how the church of tomorrow develops, but it's good to know that Cliff is very much there to adapt his courses for the challenges of tomorrow.
Thanks, Andy.
That was my conversation with the Reverend Ashley Cooper, who's the principal of Cliff College in Derbyshire, just southwest of Sheffield. So if you're thinking about education, theological education in particular, then why not check out their website and see if they have what you need. So this is Andy Peck, thanking you for your company and looking forward to the next time. Bye for now.
The Leadership Show with Andy Peck. To get in touch, email andy.peck@premier.org.uk.
Been listening to The Profile in association with Premier Christianity magazine.